This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Sally, welcoming you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We had a fine first hour set. We hope you'll stick around for the next hour. Bill and I have put together, we think, a great selection of modern mainstream jazz. I'm going to continue my salute to Duke Ellington and his compositions and arrangements. And we're going to lead it off with a perennial composition by Duke Ellington. It's played all down through the years by most jazz artists at one time or another. It's called Just Squeeze Me. And this is from Kenny Burrell's album, Ellington is Forever, Volume 2 on the Fantasy label. Kenny Burrell is, of course, a stellar guitar player, and he was very devoted to Duke Ellington and taught a course at UCLA in Duke Ellington at least at one time. This is accompanied by Jimmy Smith on organ, of course, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Sheldon Gilbert on bass, and the other Jimmy Smith on drums. Jimmy Smith is not playing drums and organ at the same time. So let's listen to Just Squeeze Me. Thank you. was a board fade by the engineer in the studio. We didn't do that. That was Kenny Burrell from his Fantasy album, Duke Ellington Is Forever, Volume 2. Of course, Kenny on some swinging guitar. Nice, easy groove. Some beautiful organ work there by Jimmy Smith.
I want to go way back in time for this next tune of mine. It's from Coleman Hawkins, but it's really a Ken Burns jazz CD. And the name of the tune I'm going to play is If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. And the group that backed Coleman Hawkins up in this particular tune was called the Mound City Blue Blowers. And it featured Glenn Miller on trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Eddie Condon on banjo, Jack Bland guitar, Al Morgan bass, and Gene Krupa drums. So let's listen to their rendition, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. Forgot to mention that there was one artist I didn't tell you about, Red McKenzie, who played Paper and Comb.
It was quite quite an advanced instrument at the time. Used to play it on street corners while I did it. A soft shoe, I think. Anyway, we're going to do something by Kenny Burrell again from his album Ellington Is Forever. This is a little swinger that everybody's played down through the years, particularly the Ellingtonian groups. like Johnny Hodges. This is called The Jeep Is Jumpin', and this is quite an ensemble. We have Ned Adderley, Cannonball Adderley's brother, on cornet, and Gary Bartz on alto sax, Roland Hanna on piano, Philly Joe Jones on drums, Gary Moratz on bass. Let's do The Jeep Is Jumpin'.
Thank you.
right. That was Kenny Barella on guitar from his fantasy album, Ellington is Forever, Volume 2. That's a little swinger that's been played by all the Ellingtonians down through the years, called A Jeep is Jumping, I think. Johnny Hodges, the alto sax man, has co-composer credits on that with Duke Ellington. And, boy, we had, of course, Barella on guitar, Adderley on cornet, solos by Gary Bartsch on alto sax, and Roland Hanna on piano.
I'm going to feature something by trumpeter Don Elliott doing a tune entitled When Your Lover Has Gone, and he's backed up by Mondo Lowe on guitar, Dick Heyman on piano, Eddie Safrinsky on bass, and Don Lamont on drums. When Your Lover Has Gone. Thank you. When Your Lover Has Gone.
All right, and now we're going to do something by tenor man Jimmy Forrest from his album Soul Street. And this is another Ellington staple, a standard that played down through the years, called Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. It's a big band which has innumerable people backing him up, such as Ernie Royal on trumpet and Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Mundo Lowe on guitar, Ed Shaughnessy on bass. But I think this is a solo work by Jimmy Forrest all the way through, doing Just Sittin' and a Rockin'. Jimmy Forrest in front of a big band that was arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson, doing Duke Ellington's composition, Just Sittin' and Rockin', from his prestige new jazz CD, Soul Street.
I'm going to feature another great tenor sax player, Harold Land, and he's backed up by Joe Gordon on trumpet, Wes Montgomery guitar, Barry Harris piano, Sam Jones bass, Louis Hayes drums, doing a tune entitled West Coast Blues.
Thank you.
West Coast Blues, and that was a composition of Wes Montgomery.
I'm going to turn out a tenor sax man, Buddy Tate. And he's going to play one of my favorite Ellington ballads. I think it's a gorgeous thing called All Too Soon. This is from a Prestige Swingville album by Buddy called Tate the Tate. It was Clark Terry on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Larry Gales on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to All Too Soon. Gorgeous Ellington ballad called All Too Soon, the sultry tenor sax sounds of Buddy Tate.
I'm going to play for you a Chet Baker tune entitled Pent Up House, and features him on trumpet, and then a group of people who I've never heard, so I won't even bother reading them to you. So let's listen to Pent Up House.
Thank you.
Chet Baker doing Pent-Up House.
All right, this is Kent Lundquist along with Bill Satterly, and we hope you enjoyed The Feeling of Jazz. We have time for one more track before you hear the news at the top of the hour. And, of course, the name of this show is The Feeling of Jazz, and our theme song is a composition written by Duke Ellington called The Feeling of Jazz, where you hear Johnny Hodges play alto sax. I found another version of The Feeling of Jazz by the Arcadia Jazz All-Stars. This is a great Duke Ellington composition with Don Braden and Chris Potter on tenor sax. Let's listen to another version of The Feeling of Jazz. Thank you.